Bruce Springsteen in Berlin rages, again, against Trump, corrupt, incompetent and treasonous. By Simon Kent on June 12, 2025. Aging rocker Bruce Springsteen is nothing if not consistent. During his current European tour, hardly a day goes by without the 75-year-old delivering a spittle-fleck tirade against President Donald Trump and his administration. Wednesday night in Berlin, Germany, was no different. AP reports the septuagenarian was addressing tens of thousands of fans against the backdrop of a stadium built for the 1936 Olympic Games. "Tonight, we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of our American experiment to rise with us. Raise your voices, stand with us against authoritarianism, and let freedom reign," he said. Springsteen's political speeches on the night, reportedly referencing recent headlines about immigration raids, the freezing of federal funds for universities and measles outbreaks, were bookended by his songs captioned in German on large screens beside the stage. He ended with a warning, AP notes, "The America that I love, the America that I've sung to you about, that has been a beacon of hope and liberty for 250 years, is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration. If you think that all sounds vaguely familiar, then you are right." Just last month, Springsteen released a new EP, Land of Hope and Dreams, a live recording from his Manchester, England, show earlier in May full of splenetic invective directed at Trump. It includes the longtime Democratic Party mouthpiece's comments about Trump's corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration as he denounced the president's politics, calling him an unfit president leading a rogue government of people who have no concern or idea for what it means to be deeply American. Springsteen has a storied history of attacking Trump and the Republican Party itself, as Breitbart News has long reported. As far back as 2016, Springsteen sneered at the then candidate as representing an attack on the entire Democratic process and adding he believed Trump has no sense of decency. In 2017, he labeled Trump as a con man and called his administration crooks in a protest song he released. In the same year, he called Trump a moron in an interview with Rolling Stone, and 2 years later delivered more abuse. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.